Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Vav tonight. I'll begin on the bottom line on Lamed Hey and Bay is page 70, the bottom line. So if you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, we spoke about I'll give names to the people. Reuven owns a para, and then Shimon leases the para. Shimon is the socher, and then Shimon loans the para to Levi, who's the shoel, and then something bad happens to the para. The para dies. So it's made to Kedarka, it dies a natural death. So the Tanna Mishnah says, Yishava socher, shmei tikka darka. The socher is going to take shvua that died a natural death. And then the shoel, who's responsible for that, is going to pay the socher. Then Rabbi Yossi said, how can it be that the socher is making money on somebody else's para? So he says, you should pay to the balam. So on the bottom line on Amadeh Beis, Amr b'Yirmiyah, Hamim shishnei b'chata, Hamim shishnei b'asham, Hamim shisocher b'chata b'shol b'asham, Hamim shisocher b'asham b'shol b'chata. So he's talking about when a person takes a false shvuah. So if it's a false shvuah without any financial implications, then you're chayav korban chatat. If it's a false shvuah, which is designed to put you in a better financial situation, then you bring korban. That's why I looked at the chumash here. So maybe we'll take a look on the chumash for a minute. So if you look at the chumash, it's in Vayikra. One second. So, page 560, make it 562. Okay. Okay. So, page 562, Pasuk Dalet, line 4. So it says, O nefesh ki tshuva l'batei b'shutam l'ra l'ti, b'kushri b'tei adam shuva b'nalami menu, l'cham yele. Anyway, so this is the false shvuah, which does not benefit him financially. So he brings, he says, Vayvi rashmol Hashem al chatzo asher chatoa, so he has to bring an animal as a korban ola v'yored. He brings the animal as a korban chatat. That's if he took a false shvuah, but it's no doesn't make a difference financially one way or another. Then, if you look later on page 566, then it says nefesh, and it says v'chishmoy. Then in those circumstances, he brings a korban asham. Okay, so he brings the korban asham. So the asham, if this is a financial, oh look who's here, Fern, welcome. I was just asking for you, Fern. I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Anyway, we're on the bottom line on Mom and Hamid Bez. I'm sorry you missed the hakdama there, Fern, but we said that if a person takes a false shvuah, so if it's a false shvuah without any halachic implication, without any financial implication, he brings a korban chatat. But if it's a full shvuah where it has a financial, it gets him off of liability, and then he admits that he lied, then he brings a korban asham. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, so back on the bottom line, so Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, pamim shnei b'chatat, you have the socher and the shoel. Sometimes if they're lying through the teeth, but sometimes they both bring a korban chatat, pamim shnei b'asham. Sometimes they both bring a korban asham. Sometimes the socher is the lessee. He's a chatad, and the shoel is basham. Sometimes the socher basham and shoel b'chatad. Kfirat mamon. So here's the Gemara gives the hakdama for this. Kfirat mamon asham. If you through the shua you denied financial liability, you bring korban asham. Bitui shvatayim. You're just like flapping your lips when you say something false. Chatad. Now he explains. Sometimes they both bring a korban chatat. So both the socher and the shoel are going to bring a korban chatat. So that means that there's no financial implication to the statement. Kigon, shemei tikadarka, the animal died a natural death. Va'amru now, mei tikadarka is also a type of ones, but they say nensa, they say it was armed bandits came and took it away or killed it or whatever. So he says, socher, patur. So either way, in other words, if he would say, if he, in other words, the socher is taking a shvuah.
Right.
The truth is, it's made to Kedarka. But instead, he says bandits came in and took it away or whatever. So either way, he's patur. Whether made to Kedarka or the bandits came and took it, he'd be patur. He says so. He's b'chatan. So he took a full shvuah. He has to bring a korban chatan. Then it says shoel. The shoel ben kach ben kach even mechayev. The shoel either way he's chayev. It's made to kedarka, he's chayev, and if it's the onus with the listing, he's also chayev. So he's also b'chatad. In other words, it's not mala, not morid. In other words, the full shvuah doesn't get them anywhere. Okay, we're on line 10 on Lamed Vav Amud Ei, 36a, on line 10. He says, Pamim Shifnei Ba'asham. Sometimes both of them bring a Korban Hasham means they're taking a full Shvua with a financial implication to it. Kigon Shenignava. The emes is that the animal was stolen. Ba'amru Meitamachma Malacha. But the full story is that it died as a result of its work. The Tavayu Kafri Mamona. Now, if it's Nignava, the Shomer Sachar is Chayef Ganeva. But if it's Meitamachma Malacha, and the Shoel is also Chayef for Ganeva. But if it's made to Mahmud Malacha, then neither one of them is Chayef. So here they've got a story that's going to get them off the hook. So lying through their teeth, taking a false shrew, get it off the hook. It says, the Hamachayvi, the Kapatri Nafshayu. Here, they're Chayef, but they're getting themselves off the hook. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's that case. That's the end of that case. That's Shneim Ba'asham. Okay? Now, the next case is, Socher b'chatat v'shoel b'asham. Sometimes the socher b'chayv l'chatat, meaning there's no financial implication for him, but the shoel does. Kigon shemeita kadarka. The truth is, it died a natural death. Va'amru meita machmat malacha. And instead, the phony story is it died as a result of its work. Socher d'vein v'enkach mifter patur. Either way, the socher is off the hook. If it's meita kadarka, socher is off the hook. If it's made to Mahmud Malacha, the soaker is also off the hook. He says, so he's chayib chatat. He brings a korban chatat. He took a false shavua, but it has no financial implication to him. Shoel, the mechayib made to kedarka. The shoel, he would be chayib if it's made to kedarka. The kapatra nafshi made to Mahmud Malacha. Now, with his false story, he's trying to get off the hook. He's ba'asham. And then the Gemara says, soaker ba'asham is shoel ba'chatat. Sometimes the socher brings the korban hasham, the shoel is the chatat, kigon shenignava. The emes is the animal was stolen. So the socher is chayav for geneva, and the shoel is also chayav for geneva. Va'amru meita kedarka. And they said, the phony baloney story is meita kedarka. So the socher, now with the false story, would get off the hook. In other words, if it's geneva, he's chayav. If it's meita kedarka, then he's off the hook. And the shoel, either way, he's on the hook. Socher hu d'mechayev b'gneva veda b'kapatra nafshe b'meita kedarka b'asham. So in that instance, the socher would be in korban asham. Shoel d'benkach v'benkach yivim mechayev. The shoel, either way, he's chayev. So he's a chatag. Okay, so let's go slowly. So Rabbi Yirmiya went through all the permutations, you know, with false shvuot that the socher and the shoel could take. In other words, again, just repeating, was Reuven had a cow, and then Shimon leased the cow from Reuven, and then Shimon lent the cow to Levi, like in our Mishnah. And the Socher, he's Chayev for Shia, he's Chayev for Geneva of Aveda. And the Shoel is Chayev for everything except Meita Machmat Malacha. So if they take a full Shvua, but it has no financial implication, they're Chayev Korban Chatat. If they take a full Shvua, and it would have a financial implication, get him off the hook, then they bring Korban Hasham. So every permutation is possible. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Malan, what is Rabbi Yirmiyah teaching me? Meaning, this halacha that about whether it's financial location or not financial location, it's a Mishnah Mefuresh and a Mishnah Shavuot. So all the Amoraim knew all the Mishnah by heart. So what is Rabbi Yirmiyah teaching me that I wouldn't know already from the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, La Puki Rabami. He, Rabbi Yirmiyah, wanted to emphasize that he does not hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, like Rabbi Ami. The Amar, now Rabbi Ami, he's an Amar as well. But Rabbi Yirmi is emphasizing, I don't hold like Rabbi Ami. The Amar, he holds that if it's a court administered Shvua and it has no financial implication, you're not Chai of a Korban. According to Rabbi Ami. Shenemar, O Nefesh Kiti Shabal about Tebus Fatayim. So that's the Pasuk we just read. If a Nefesh takes a Shvua about Tebus Fatayim, Kiti Shabami Atzma. Jerami says of his own free volition he takes it. Then if he says falsely, then he's chayav the korban chatat. If it's no financial implication, he says. But Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't agree with him. So Kamash Milan to look Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the chiddush is that Rabbi Yirmiyah does not hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's the main thing he was trying to teach. Okay.
But why does
according to what you said, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's correct. That happens in life, you know. A person speaks Lashon Hara, what is he chayav? Anyway, what's up?
Why did Rebbe Yirmiyah have to go through all the permutations and not just teach us the rule that we can apply it? I mean, he went through everything.
Yeah, I think he's just like sort of like, you know,
It sounded redundant.
like demonstrating, like, you know, here's the whole, you know, no menu, and so clearly I
But
don't
there
know
was
what
no
really
new
matters.
ground by each
Yeah, I hear.
additional.
I hear. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, so now we're midway down the column on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Now, if you remember yesterday, again, I'm just repeating myself. So Reuven has a cow. Shimon leases the cow from Reuven, and then Shimon loans the cow to Levi. So a number of you asked me yesterday, is Shimon allowed to do that? Now we're going to get into the issue, can a shomer give it to another shomer? And if he does, what are the halakhic implications for it? Okay? All right. Okay, wonderful. You know, let me just, you know, I didn't mute everybody, and I'm going to do it now. Okay. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so the first word online is Itmar, near the asterisk. So Itmar, shomer shomer. A shomer, you know, he has something, property that belongs to someone, and he gives the item to somebody else, the pikadon to somebody else. Rav Amar Patur, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Now, this is machloket exactly what this means, but I'm doing the way Rashi learns. Rav says, meaning Patur, that his liability stays the same. In other words, if he's a shomer and he gave, let's say he's a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is chayav mshia. He's Patur and Geneva Veda. So he gives it to somebody else. So he, Shomer number one, let's say my example, Shimon, liability remains the same. So if the thing is stolen, you know, and when we talk about stolen, it means the Shomer is obligated to guard it in a certain fashion, but not super guarded. In other words, if he leaves the front door open, then he's chayav for Geneva Veda. But it means he guards it the way people normally guard something. So he's not chayav on Geneva Veda, and he's not chayav on Onsim, according to Rav. Nothing changes for him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once he gives it to somebody else, whatever happens to it, he's chayav, because he should not, and we'll talk about the Mishnah, but put the Mishnah aside for a minute. Rabbi Yochanan says, you give it to somebody else, you're absolutely chayav. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, remember, Abaye, this is the whole piece of Gemara, he was Abaye, because we're going to have Rav a little later. Amar Abaye, L'tamei d'Rav, Rav is the one who says, Patur, Loma baye shomer chinam shomer sar l'shomer sachar, Zuli al yul. In other words, when Rav says that he's patur, but patur means the way Rashi understands it, that my hischayvus stays the same. Yeah, it certainly talks that he was a shomer chinam, he's a shomer sachar, so the shomer sachar is supposed to guard it even better. He says certainly ela afilu shomer sachar shomer chinam. Even if he's a shomer sachar, and now he gives it to a shomer chinam, the girui gar l'shmirato, so it's like less shmirah, he's still patur. My taima. The master of the ben dat, meaning he gave it over to a person with knowledge, and ultimately we're going to see what took place with the chafza. In other words, so that person became his agent. In other words, Shimon appointed Levi to be his agent and be a shomer for him. So ultimately, we'll see what happened with the chafza. So if the chafza was stolen, you know, not through pshia, then and Shimon was a let's say, what was his thing? He says, "I feel a shomer sachar, shomer chinam." Right. So let's say he's a shomer sachar. So let's say he's chayav for a geneva veda now. It's shomer sachar. So if he gives it over to Levi, and then it gets stolen, so then he's on the line for it. And but if he gives it over to Levi and an onus happens, you know, then he's not chayav for it because he's his agent. But he says, this is again Abaye speaking, well, the time of Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's absolutely chayav across the board. Loma baye shomer sachar, shomer sar, shomer chinam. It goes without saying he's chayav if he lowered the level of shemira. He's shomer sachar, he gave it to a shomer chinam. He says, in other words, he was paid to guard it, and he gives it to somebody who's not paid. He regard the shemira toe. He's going down on level shemira. Certainly he's chayav there. Ela afilu shomer chinam, shomer sar, shomer sachar, according to the way Abaye understands Rabbi Yochanan, even a shomer chinam gave it to a shomer sachar, he upgraded it. The luya aliyah l'shmirato chayav. Nevertheless, he would be absolutely chayav no matter what happens to the chetza. He says the amar le, meaning the owner could say to the shomer. Reuven could say to Shimon again. So let's say Shimon was a shomer chinam and he gives it to a shomer sachar, and okay, and let's say that the cow was stolen. So it's a shomer tinam, he's not chayev for that. So nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he is chayev. He says, why? The amar le, because the owner, Reuven, could say to Shimon, ein ritzonish tepiktoni biyadacher. I don't want my pikanon to be in any, but I gave it to you. I didn't give it to, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, or, you know, David, Shimon, Shlomo, and Zvulun. I gave it to you. So you're doing something against my ratzon. So therefore, you're absolutely liable to whatever happens to it. Okay? So again, let's just repeat for 30 seconds, then we'll go on to the Gemara. So we're talking about the topic, Shomer, Shemasad, Shomer. We'll connect up to our mission a little bit. Shomer, Shemasad, Shomer. So this is my flokit, we think, between Rav and Yochanan. Rav says patur, the way Rashi understands patur, that his chayiv stays the same as it was before. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, chayiv, he's chayiv, whatever happens to it. And we said that Rav says he's patur because he says he gave it to Ben Das, in other words, he's appointing an agent, and we'll see what exactly happened to it. And so his liability stays the same, the way Rashi learned. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's absolutely chayiv, he's the owner, didn't want him giving it to anybody else. So it's like he's acting outside the scope of his authority. All right, now, Amar Rav Chisda, and we'll pause another 15 lines, okay? So Amar Rav Chisda, Had Rav, Labatei Rav Shimon. So Rav Chisda says, we quoted Rav above saying Patur, but Rav did not say that explicitly. Ela Mechlala, it was just something derived from the following incident. Dehano Ginoi, with these gardeners, every day they would leave their hose or you know, I kind of think it was like a shovel, but anyway, but they send the article a hoe. He said they with a spade. Okay, that's like a shovel. Okay, the Shizel says a spade. They would leave with a certain old woman. One day, let's say there's like Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. They said, you know, why don't you keep an eye on it, Yehuda? Fine. Instead of giving it to this old woman, we'll give it to Yehuda. So they did that. And then Shama Kala Behilula, he hears like the sounds of a wedding celebration. Nafak Azal, and then he goes out to the wedding because he likes the wedding celebration, sounds good. Afkidin Lugabada, he stopped it. And he brings the hoes, the shovels to the same old woman that they did every day. So Ada Azal Ba'ata, Igdamarayu. Then between his going and coming, the shovels got stolen. So Atel Kami to Rav Upatre. So he came for Rav for Din Torah, and Rav said, you're off the hook. So now he's a Shomer Chinam, and he's giving it to another Shomer. And then it got stolen. So, and then Rav sent Paskin that you're off the hook. So the Gemara says, Man the Chaza Savar Mishum Shomer Shamasan, the Shomer Patur. So the way Rashi takes it, if you look at Rashi, 10 lines to the bottom, one of the Talmidim heard from Rav that he patered him. He assumed that it means that he says that a shomer that gives to a shomer is patur. That's the way he assumed the case was. So three lines above where it gets wide. Below he, but that wasn't the case. Shani Hatam, over there was an unusual situation. Because every day they would give it to this certain old woman. In other words, it could be the Rav holds like the way Rabbi explained Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, why is the Shomer Chayev, Shomer Shemasad Shomer? Because the owner could say, I don't want, my wishes is not that you should give it to somebody else. I don't know that person. I want you to keep it. Here, it's clear they were always doing it every day. So the whole chevra would always leave with the same old woman. So that line of argument is off the table. So it could be that Rav really holds like Rabbi Yochanan, the Yechayev, but under the circumstances here, he said patur, not that in general be patur. Okay, let's see a little bit further. I'm going to pause at the bottom of the Amud, and then we'll see where we go. Yatib Rabbi Ami, the Kamar Lola Hashmaita. So Rabbi Ami was sitting, and he repeated over Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that Shomer, Shemasad, the Shomer, he's Chayav. Efe, Rabbi Abba, Barmamal, Rabbi Ami. So then Rabbi Abba, Barmamal, posed the following question, Rabbi Ami, from our Mishnah. Now we're connecting it to our Mishnah here in Bav Metzia. Hasokar Parame Chavero, if Shimon leased a cow from Reuben, Bishila Acher, and then Shimon loaned it to Levi, Umeita Gedarka, and then the cow died a natural death, Yishabah Hasokar Shimeita Gedarka. So then Shimon has to take a shua that it died a natural death, but Shoel Mishalim Soker, and the Shoel is liable for that. he's going to pay the money to the socher. Vimita, if it would be true, again, this is the Tanaim and Rabbi Yochanan Amora. If Rabbi Yochanan is correct that a shomer that gives to a shomer, that first shomer is absolutely chayiv no matter what happens. So here, Reuven's cow, he leases it to Shimon. Shimon is a shomer. He's a socher. He's a type of shomer. He's a socher. And so according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would think Shimon should be absolutely liable no matter what happens to this cow now. He says, so if that would be true, why can Reuven not say to Shimon, my ratzon was not that you give my cow to Levi, and that being the case, you give it to Levi, and assuming the luck is like Rabbi Yochanan, who's Rabbi Ami's Rebbe, so then the Shimon should owe the money to Reuven, because you know Shimon violated the term, something happened to the cow, and now Shimon should be absolutely liable to Reuven, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct. That's the question. So that's the question Rabbi Yoram Amal asked Rabbi Ami. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Ami says, Hachamay Askinan, what's the case in the Mishnah? The Shinatnu Lo, and on the side he corrects it, Haba'alim Rishut Lahashil, that the owners, i.e. Reuven, gave Shimon permission to loan it to this person. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Lebalim Ba'alishlume. He says, if that's the case, so it's all being done with the express permission of the owners, Levi then, so in effect, the owners are really loaning it to Levi. In other words, Shimon is acting at the instance and behest of Reuven in loaning it to Levi. So then Levi should pay the money to Reuven. Shimon is just acting as an agent of the owners. So the Amrulay, no, the Gemara says the owners didn't exactly say, go loan it to Levi. The Amrulay, the Darkik. They said, whatever you want to do with it, if you want to loan, fine. You don't want to loan, that, but you're the balance with that. So it means they didn't, in other words, they can't say, you know, Ein Rison Ein Rishti Pikan B'Yarachir. We don't want that our Pikan or Ein Rison Ein Rishti Pikan B'Yarachir. They can't say that anymore. But by the same token, they're not the ones who are loaning it to Levi. So that being said, then the Mishnah, you know, can make sense within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. All right, let me pause for a second. We did a lot. Any questions, comments, or thoughts what we did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay.
I imagine you can stipulate around all this stuff. In other words, if you have the express consent.
That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, the way Abaye understands the sugya. The way Abaye understands the sugya is the taina is that the owner doesn't want it to be b'yad acher. So here he has something else said. So if they express something else, it would be different halacha. All right, now, let's see back on the Gemara.
Also, do they deal with claims of indemnification? In other words, third-party interests, and Levi paid directly to Reuven, and Shimon goes out according to the...
That's what we just spoke out. If Shimon is acting at the instance of request of Reuven, then... In essence, Reuven is loaning it to Levi, and Levi would pay it directly to Reuven. But the Gemara said he had discretion, so he wasn't like acting per se as an agent of Reuven. All right, now let's see back on the Gemara. Four lines to the bottom. Okay, Matid Rami Bar Chama. Now Rami Bar Chama asks from Mishnah a little bit later on Daf Mem Beis. He says, again, we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shomer Shemasal Shomer. So the first shomer is chayev. He's liable for whatever happens to the animal because he deviated from the terms of the agreement. So mativ or the owner could say, according to the Abaye, understands that Amos and Ishani be out of there. So mativ Rami Bar Chama, hamafkid ma'oreis l'chaveiro. So the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Beis, let's say Reuven gave money to Shimon to keep an eye on. Shuran b'vshinu l'chorav. And then Shimon... He bundled them together and like threw it behind him, which is a kind of negligent way to hold the money. Or the surround of Nobi Toakhtanim. Or he gave it to his minor children to keep an eye on that. Then Albufnaim Shlokarui. And he closed the door not appropriately, like the door is like unlocked and they could just walk out the front door. And then, lo and behold, the money got lost. The money's not there anymore. So the Tan of the Mishnah says, Chayav, that he the Shomer, let's say he sounds like a Shomartina. He the shomer is chayev. Shlo shomar k'derech ha-shomer. He didn't keep to the standard among shomrim about what the reasonable standard of care is. He was negligent. So that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara makes a deduction from that. Tama diktanim. The reason he is liable is because he gave it to ketanim, the children who were minors. Hagidolim patur. But had he given it to adults, because that's the case in the Mishnah, misaravim no bitoa ketanim. The implication was, had he given it to his adult children, he'd be patur. That's the implication of the Mishnah. So Reuven gives money to Shimon, keep an eye on it. Shimon gives it to his minor children, and they lose it. So Shimon is chayav. But the implication would be, had Shimon given it to his adult children, and something happened to it, Shimon would not be chayav. So he says, Amai, name alay, but even if that's the case, why can Reuven not say to Shimon, Ein ritzoni she'ei pikdoni biyad acher? If Abai is correct, and he learned that the owner never wants to pikdon biyad acher, and you give it biyad acher, so then you're liable for everything. So that's the kasha, sort of against Rabbi Yochanan, or at least Abai's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rava enters the fray here. So Amar Rava, kol hamafkid, turn page, kol hamafkid, al dat ishto banav hu mafkid. Whoever gives an item to somebody to take care of, it's with the knowledge and consent, the implied knowledge and consent, that the fellow's wife and kids can watch it as well. I mean, the adult children. So let's look at Rashi, the top line of Rashi. Aldada Ishto Banav, he says, Aldad Shahanifkad Mosro the Ishto Banav Hagdolim, Ainukon Lamar, Ain Ritzonator. You can't say that. In other words, if you don't say anything, the understanding is, if you know, if I ask David to keep an eye on my diamond ring, and David may give it to his wife or his adult children. That's the way it goes. So Amri Nehardoi, the Neradians, the Chachmei Neradoi said, Dekanami, we could deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah. Dekatani, because we learned in the Mishnah, Oshim is surrounded with Nobito Haktani Mchayad. The language of the Mishnah was that he, Shimon, gave the money to his male or female minor children, then he, Shimon, is Chayad. The implication would be Halav Nobito Hagdolim Patur, that if he gave it to his adult children, he would be Patur. Michlal, Dla Cheirim, Losh Nagdolim, Losh Chayad Mchayad. In other words, the way that the Mishnah is framed, you give it to your own minor children, you're chayav. You give it to, the implication being, you give it to your own adult children, you're patur. You give it to anybody else, you'd be chayav. That's the implication. He says, so that, and so far from being a question now against Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, it actually supports Abai's explanation. The im came, because were that not the case, and the person would be off the hook, even if he David, somebody who, you know, was any adult, then the Mishnah should just say that he, the person, gave it to Ketanim, minor children, not his own, and then we'd assume, but if he gave it to any adults, that he would be patur. That would be the way to do it, if that would be the case. In other words, if the halakha would be that you give it to minors, you're on the hook. You give it to any adult, you're off the hook. So then the Tana should just say he gave it to Ketanim, but it says he gave it to his own Ketanim, so that leads to a different implication. Shmamina. All right, line five. Amar Rava Hilchata Shomer Shemasal Shomer Chayav. So now Rava is saying the halacha is that a Shomer that gives to a Shomer is Chayav. Loma by a Shomer Sakar Shemasal Shomer Chinam. The Gui Garlish Mirato. Same thing as before. It doesn't matter if it's Shomer Sakar. He's Rava is passing like Rabbi Yochanan, but remember it was Abaye that explained the sheath of Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye said that the reason Rabbi Yochanan is because the owner could say, so he says, regardless of Shmirato, where he downgrades the Shmir, certainly there is Chayav. Even if he upgrades this Chayav, my Taima, and here Rava gives a different explanation for the Shita, my Taima, the Amar Lei, because Reuven, the owner, could say to Shimon, At Mehemet Li Beshua. In other words, you, I trust. If you would take a shu'ah, what happened to it? So I believe you. I'm good with that. This person you gave it. In other words, in the case of the Mishnah, presumably Shimon knew what happened and Shimon was able to take a shu'ah. But typically, if Shimon gives it to Levi and something happens to the animal or the chepsa, Shimon doesn't know, have any personal knowledge what happened to it. He can't take a shu'ah one way or another. Levi's going to have to take the shu'ah. So Levi could take a shu'ah that it was an onus. You know, an onus happened, and I'm Levi, I'm patur. If he's the shomer chinam, I'm patur. So Reuven could say, you Shimon, if you would take shua, I'd believe you. This Levi, I don't believe him one way or another. I think he ate the animal, whatever. He did something with the animal. So Mamela, therefore, under these circumstances, according to the way Rabban says Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon, so again, so Abaye and Rabba both agree with Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is Shomer Shomer Sal Shomer is Chayav, but they give a different hezbeirim for it. Abaye says that he's Chayav because they want to say, in Rishonish Bitinu and Afer, I don't want my Pitanu to be in anybody else's Rishos. And Rabba says, no, the reason is, a person could say, I gave it to you because I believe you if you would take a shua. This guy, I don't believe from Adam. So that's why that goes. Okay. No, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. let me just see if I have identification.
I have a different question. Would you consider these daptim Seamus?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. All right, one second. Are these daptim Seamus? The Seamus. All right, one second. Now, all right, he's got a story here, and I'll leave it. Let me go on to the Gemara, and we'll see where we go with this. And Lamed Vav, we have here. All right, I'll read a little bit from the Daf, this is from the Al Hadaf. Okay, the Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Shomer, Shomer, Sal, Shomer, Chayav. The Shomer entrusts the Pikanu to another Shomer without the owner's permission is responsible to pay as the Pikanu is damaged, lost, or stolen when it was under the care of the second Shomer. Rabbi Yochanan says that when a person gives his article to a Shomer, he generally does not want it to be given to another Shomer, and therefore giving to another Shomer is considered a Pshia, an act of negligence. The Gemara qualifies this ruling. If in the past the owner sometimes trusted the second Shomer with his possessions, then the first Shomer is not faulted for giving the Pikanu to that person. Right, exactly, since he has been trusted in the past to properly guard things for the owner. Also, the Gemara says that a Shomer is not faulted for entrusting the Pikanon to his wife and his children, because that is common practice. The owner presumably is aware that a Shomer often enlists the help of his family in watching the Pikanon, and one can assume that the owner does not mind. In these two cases, if a mishap occurs while the Pikanon is under the care of a second Shomer, under the care of a family member, the first Shomer is not responsible. Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis limits this exemption to the type of mishaps which the Shomer himself is exempt, such as Ones and also Gneiva Veda in the case of a Shomer Chinam. In other words, those are things that the Shomer Chinam is chayav for. However, if the Shomer's wife lost the Pikanon through Pshia, the Shomer must bear the responsibility. And if his wife or children do not pay for the negligence, the Shomer himself is compelled to pay. Ramban disagrees and maintains that if the Shomer entrusted the Pikanon or to someone trusted by the owner, second Shomer replaces the first Shomer. The first Shomer is absolved of all responsibility, and the owner must deal with the second Shomer if anything happens to the Pikanon, regardless of whether the mishap was an accident or was a result of negligence. So it means like this. We said in a case, working with Abaye's Hezber, but let's say the owner clearly does not mind that the Pikanon is Biyadachair, and now something happens Biyadachair. Is the first Shomer still on the line for it or not? Then that's really what the whole machlok is about. Okay, let's see. In other words, that was where we touched on the Mishnah, but here he's saying, let's say he gave it to his wife to take, and the wife engaged in Shia. So here he says, the Tosa says the Shomer must be a responsibility. That's what Tosa says. But the Ramban disagrees and says the Shomer gave it someone trusted by the owner, since Shomer replaces the first Shomer. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, okay, we're on line 10 on the Bava Vase. Everybody with me? Okay, Itmar. Okay, this is going to be on the Tsugya. Let me talk this outside. This is going to be on the topic of Tchilatop Shia Vesofo Ones. Are you chayav or not? So, Tchilatop Shia means I begin with negligence, but at the end of the day, let's say I'm a Shomer Chinam and I engage in some Shia, but ultimately my Shia isn't what did the animal in. It was an Ones that did it in. So am I chayav or not for that? So there's a sugya later on about this. This is later on in our perek. A person gave money. Let's say, well, Reuben gave money to Shimon to keep an eye on the money. Now, the typical way of keeping an eye on the money is to bury the money. But Shimon didn't bury the money. He found this hut, which the Gemara calls the Tzrifa du Urbane. It's a, you know, like a hut that's like a cone, and it's made out of willow branches. When he hid the money there, he's the shomer. Shimon hid the money in the hut. So in terms of Geneva Aveda, it's not really negligent, because that it was a thief would be unlikely to look in that hut for something he would never think. The hut is usually used by hunters or trappers, so nobody he wouldn't think to look there. But it's negligent because the hut could easily burn down or whatever, and then who knows what would take place. So up to lachas, so that's tchilato pshia. It was pshia leaving it there, but at the end of the day, the fact that somebody stole it from that hut, that was like a fluke. That was like an onus. In other words, like I in other words, I in terms of Geneva Veda, I kept it in a way that was really adequate, but it wasn't my fault that it got stolen. So It says the government of onus who, so it's onus. Fritam Abdum. So one said, so there's machloket whether it's chitto b'shiv sofa onus is chayav or patur. There's machloket later on in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to have a case here which is somewhat similar, but in some ways dissimilar, and we'll see in a minute. Okay, so the Gemara says at the two dots, Itmar, Pashaba, Yatsat Lagam. Let's say he's a Shomer Chinam, and he leaves the barn door open, and now the cow walks into the marsh. Umeita Kedarka, and while it's in the marsh, it has a heart attack. So that's, you have Pshia, he left the barn door open, but the cause of death, that, you know, wouldn't have made a difference either way. Well, maybe it would, we'll see. So Abayim Shein Rabba Mar Chayav, Abayi says that the Shomer is Chayav now. In other words, that's Pshia, the Shomer is Chayav from the death of the animal. And Rabba Mishmein de Rabba Amar Patur. So they're both quoting Rabba, both Abayi and Rabba are quoting Rabba, but they somehow different Masorah, what Rabba said. So Abayi says, Rabba says Chayav, and Rabba says that Rabba says Patur. Abayi Mishmein to Rabba Mar Chayav, Abayi says the name of Rabba that he Chayav, Kul Dayana Lo Dayin Ki Haidina Lav Dayana Hu. And I don't know why here in particular he uses this expression. Does any Dayan that doesn't judge in such a fashion is not a Dayan? In other words, this is the correct way, that he's Chayav. Loma Bayi Laman Damar Tchit Vashib Sofa Onis Chayav. And certainly, according to the opinion that it holds that we discussed already, if Tchit Vashib Sofa Onis, like with that hut, with that when the money was stolen, that you're chayiv in that case. Certainly here you're chayiv, the chayiv. Elofim l'man demar patur, even according to the opinion that holds by the Tzrifa d'Urbane, that you're patur in that case, haka chayiv. Here you would be chayiv. My taima, dimrinan havla da'agma katla. Here he wants to say, it's not that the animal would have died anyway. In other words, there's a contributing factor that the bad vapor, bad air in the marshes. So that was a contributing fact to the animal's death. The animal had a heart attack, and that was a contributing factor to the death. So again, let's go slowly with this. We'll go slowly. So the main cause of death was the heart attack. But the question that Abayi says is like somewhat contributory. He says, so it was chilatopshia that he left the barn door open, and then sofa onus because the animal had a heart attack. But Abayi says that the shomer is still liable, even according to the sad that holds that the chidush of sofa onus is patur. Here it's worse. In other words, by the street of Dorbane, if the robbers come in, so one sad holds he's patur because vis-a-vis the Geneva, he wasn't in any way negligent. But here with this animal, there was someone negligent because the animal breathed in bad air by the marshes that might have contributed to the death. Rava Mishmei de Rava Amar Patur. Rava, in the name of Rava, says no. He the Shomer is Patur. Kol Dayana de Lo Dayin Ki Haidina Lav Dayana Hu. And he says any Dayan that doesn't judge his way not a Dayan. Loma Bayin Laman Demar Tzitzu B'Shiv B'Sofa Patur. It goes without saying that according to the opinion that holds Tzitzu B'Shiv B'Sofa Onus is Patur. Certainly here is Patur, the Patur. Elfi Laman Demar Chayav. Even the opinion that holds over there that you be Chayav with the money, because Over there, he holds, let's say the Tzad holds, he holds the Chayiv over there because the way money should be kept is buried in the ground. That's the way it should be kept. He kept it in this hut, and it is unlikely that somebody would steal it from there, but that's what happened. But had he kept it in the ground the way the standard of care normally would be, then it never would have happened. He says, Haka patur, but even he would say in this case he's patur, just the opposite. My taima, dimin and malchamavit malihacha malihatam. Because we say the animal had a heart attack, whether he was staying within the barn, he'd have a heart attack, whether he went to the marshes, he had a tarik. Right. Or as we say, exactly right. Michael's already a shtickle lawyer. Anyway, force majeure. Anyway, so it means like this, that either Rava holds that that the bad air does not contribute to the death of the animal, or they had another story here that he holds, right, or he might hold that the bad air only makes the animal a little sick, doesn't really contribute to his death, or he might hold that the bad air doesn't really do anything to him. Let me see, I marked it off for a second. Right. So in footnote 15, Rabbi maintains, while Marsha may cause sickness, it cannot kill the animal. Alternatively, he holds animals pestilently grazing marshes and the fowler does not affect them. He quotes the Rabbi cited in the Shita Mikabetze. Okay, so let's go slowly with this. Mali Haka Mali Atam. Okay, so again, so we have the case where the person was a shomer, he leaves the barn door open, the cow leaves the barn, goes to the marshes, and the cow has a heart attack. So is the shomer yes chayiv or not chayiv? So we have tchil tov pshia sofa onus. There's pshia initially because he left the barn door open and the cow clearly got out of it. That's pshia. But at the end it was onus. It had a heart attack and the shomer chinam is patur from onus. So Abai says tough luck. The shomer is on the line for that because he Abai says havla da'am katra, that the bad air in the marshes, you know, at least was a contributing factor towards the animal's death. And that's even according to the Tzad, that according to Abaye, that says that Tzitzot Hashiva Savonis is patur. Here he says he's chayiv. And then Rava says just the opposite, that he's patur because Malachamavit Malihacha Malihatam. Malachamavit says what's different that he's going to kill the animal. What's different is where the animal is. And the marshes he doesn't think is anything. And even according to the Tzad that holds that Tzitzot Hashiva Savonis is chayiv. But he's chayiv over there because the standard of care is to bury the money and not leave it in the hut. And he didn't do that. So he had some liability for it. Okay? Everybody good so far? All right, let's move on. Now, so Abai says chayiv, Rabbi says patur. Did I say that right? Yeah. Okay. So Umodi Abai, even Abai who says he's chayiv, Abai concedes the Hadra the Beimara Umeta. If the cow walked back to the barn after his excursion and then had a heart attack in the barn, after the marshes, the patur, the heathen shom is patur. My taima da hadrula. It went back. At that point, I can't say the vapor in the marshes killed him. So there's no liability on the part of the shomer in that case, even according to Abaye. Umodi Rava, and Rava holds patur, he will concede, kulhecha di gan v'gana ba'agam. If while the cow was in the gam, the ganavim stole it, umeita kadarka beganav, and then the cow died a natural death in the possession of the ganav, then even Rava will say the chayiv. Rava will say the first shomer is chayiv for that death. My taima, the shavka malachamavet bebeite the ganava habakaima. Because even the malachamavet had left the cow alone, at the end of the day, the cow would have been in the ganav's possession. So he the shomer chinam he's pater from Geneva Veda, but he's chayiv on pshia. So it means he was poshe, they left the barn door open. In other words, we say that he's pater in Geneva Veda, means he's pater in Geneva Veda if he does a minimum amount of shmira. He didn't do level of shmira. So in this case he'd be chayiv even according to Rava. Okay. Now Amar le Abaye the Rava. So Abaye says to Rava, Ladida to Amar Malachamavit Malihacha Maliatam. So you, Rava, you subscribe to the idea, malachamavet, malihacha, malihacha. Like, what's the difference whether, you know, it dies here, it dies in the marshes, it's a zelbazach. So now, Haida Ofi Rabbi Abba Bar Mama or Rabbi Ami. So if you remember on Amud Aleph, we were analyzing the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer Shemasal Shomer, the first Shomer is Chayiv. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah. He said, "Well, if Shomer Shemasal Shomer is Chayiv, how come in the Mishnah, you know, Shimon is Patur and only Levi has to pay to Shimon?" So Rabbi Ami's answer was that the Mishnah is talking about an unusual case where the owners gave him permission to loan it out. The implication would be that, but for that, he would be chayim. Had they not given him that permission, so then Shimon would be chayim. This is v'leimalei. What, according to you, Rabbi, why can Shimon the shomer say to the owner, Malach HaMavet, Mali Hacha, Mali Hatam? In other words, you say that this is a good svara, Malach HaMavet, Mali Hacha, Mali Hatam. It's comparing different cases. One's with the shomer and he was negligent. But at the end of the day, if the Malach HaMavet comes from the animal, it doesn't make a difference where the animal is. So if that's true, so then why should shomer shemasal the shomer be chayiv if the animal dies kedarka? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says Shomer Shemasal Shomer is Chayev, and because the way we understand it, either you know Ein Rasuni Shibitini Biracher, or according to the way Rabbi understood it, he says that one is Neman and one's not Neman. But he says so. But apparently, again, Abai is the Machshon, so we'll assume he's doing his own Svara. So that seems to shlug up your idea about Malach Amav Malachas Malachatam. So Amar Le. Rabbi says to Abaye, "Ladidhu, according to you, to Matnitu, Ein Rasini Shibatini Be'alcher." You explain the Hezber with that sugya, with the Shomer Shemasal Shomer. That the reason is because the owner could say, "I don't, my son is not Be'alcher." Ikel Otvar Lahi, Lahi. So then you have a kasha from the Mishnah. In other words, according to you, what you said, Ein Rasini Shibatini Be'alcher. So then you have the question of the Mishnah. So how come Shimon is not Chayiv in the Mishnah? L'didi, but according to me, I, Rabba, Damina, I say that the owner says to the Shomer, "Ant Nehemad Libeshua, Be'ach Lo Mehemad Libeshua." You, I believe, Libeshua. The other guy, I don't believe Libeshua. Lekalo Tlaklal. So here in the Mishnah, Shimon takes it. In other words, all right, let's go slowly. Well, we only have a few minutes left. Okay. Again, let's just think this through, okay? So we have two different sugyas. One is Shomer Shemasar the Shomer. That's the first sugya, okay? Shomer Shemasar the Shomer. Rabbi Yochanan said Chayev, the absolutely liable Shomer Shemasar the Shomer. Rabbi says, why is Shomer Shemasar the Shomer Chayev? So Rabbi, right? So he says because the owner could say, I don't believe Levi. You, I would believe the Shua, but I don't believe Levi. So the fact that Levi takes Shua means nothing to me. So you have to pay me for this. I don't believe his baloney story. I don't believe what he says. So you're over to me. So Rava is saying to Abaye, if we look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah here in Masechet Baba Kama, we had Reuven owned the cow. He leased it to Shimon. Shimon loaned it to Levi. The Tana of the Mishnah says, in this unusual circumstance in our Mishnah, Shimon took a shvua that was made to Kedarka. Maybe Levi's his next door neighbor. And Levi says, can I borrow the cow? And Shimon is right there. And he sees what happens to the cow. So Shimon takes a shvua that made to Kedarka. And Levi, who's the shoel, you see, he's chayiv. He's going to pay Shimon. So we asked the question against Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. If Shomer Shemasar the Shomer is chayiv, how come Shimon is not chayiv to Reuven? Why is so? Right, that was the question the Gemara asked, and then the Gemara came up with an answer that he had rishus. Rava is saying, if you used my hesber, which is I believe you with the shvua, I don't believe him with the shvua, so then I understand the Mishnah immediately because in the Mishnah Shimon takes the shvua, he says may take the darka. So it's not a question of believing one or the other. In other words, you're the one I believe, so you took the shvua. And I believe you. So obviously you're off the hook. Do you understand? All right, well, once more, and then we got to go on, okay? This last time, okay? Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shomer Shemasar the Shomer is Chayiv. Rava says, why is he chayat? Because Reuven could say to Shimon, you, I would believe with the Shua. Levi, I don't believe. Levi, I don't believe the Shua. So Levi has a Shua that was ones. That's nice, but I don't believe him. I think maybe he ate the animal. I don't know what happened to the animal, but I don't believe it was ones with this animal. Okay, so Rava says to Abaye, according to you, Abaye, you have a, there's a kasha that comes off from the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan says Shomer Shomer Son Shomer is Chayat, but in the Mishnah, Reuven, he gave the cow to Shimon, who was the socher, and Shimon was the shomer, and then Shimon gave the cow to Levi, and notwithstanding that, Shimon, when Levi pays the money, he pays it to Shimon. Shimon doesn't pay anything to Reuven. So, but if Shomer Shomasar the shomer is chayev, Shimon should pay the money to Reuven. So how come Shimon doesn't pay the money to Reuven?
Yes.
So Rava says to Abaye, according to you, Abaye, so you have this you have a question. You have a question, the sugya. Why is that the case? And then he comes up with the answer that he had reshus. According to my hesber, you don't even have a question. Because why is it Shomer Shomer Salah Shomer Atayev? Because the original owner could say, I don't believe him with a shua. You, I do believe with a shua. But here in our Mishnah, Shimon himself takes a shua that may take the darka. Okay, we got to run. We have very few minutes now, and then I got to keep moving. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, he says, Amar le, the didchu de manitu, and resish betin vecher, ikal otvo, la hi. So you can ask questions against the Mishnah. Why I have it, you have no questions at all. Okay, so Mativ Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama poses a question. This is from a Mishnah later on, our Masechta. This is going to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Against Rabbi Yochanan says that Shomer Shomer Sal Shomer is going to be Chayev, right? I made a mistake. From Abaye. I made a mistake. This is going on the Tchit Hapshia of Sofo Ones. If you were Tchit Hapshia and then Sofo Ones, so then Abaye says, you're absolutely Chai. Yeah, so that's the Suya. So he says, Mativ Rami Barchama, Helal Rashi Tsukin, if he, the shepherd, brought the animal up to the mountaintop, the Nafla, and then the animal falls off the cliff or whatever, ain't the onus for chayav. That's not onus. In other words, you were negligent, you're chayav for the animal. Hameta kedarka, but if the animal died a natural death, hareza onus. In other words, that's all the Mishnah says, chayav. But the Gemara deduces, hameta kedarka, if the animal had died a natural death on the mountaintop, let's say it had a heart attack, hareza onus patur. That's an onus, and he's patur. He'd be off the hook. So, right. So the Gemara says, vamai, Lemele, why is he patur in that case? According to Abaye, he says, Lemele, in other words, yeah, the pshia is that he brought him up there, and then the onus that he dies. But he says, Vamai, Lemele, why can't the owner say to the shepherd, Avir Dahar Katla, that the air, just like the air, you know, but the Agam did it, so the thin air on the mountaintop killed it. Inami, Uftsina Dahar Katla, or the stress of climbing that mountain is what killed the animal. So the Gemara says, "Hakav b'mayaskinan shehel al lemira shemein b'tov." The case that the Mishnah is talking about is he brought it up to a very nice pasture up there. All the shepherds typically do that, so we can't say it's negligent bringing it there. In other words, that's the standard of care in the community. Everybody brings it up to lemira shemein b'tov. Ihachi, if that's the case, nafla nami. So then, even if it falls off the cliff, why is he tired? Shayalu l'tokva. He should have held on to the animal l'tokva. Ihachi, if that's the case, emaresha. So now we're going to the ratio. This we didn't do yet. There's an earlier line in the Mishnah as follows. Al to the Rashi Tzukin, if the animal on its own went up to like the cliff, he says Vinafla and it fell, Hareza Onus. So that's an onus. In other words, and the shepherd is off the hook. So if you're telling me that the shepherd could hold on to the animal, why is it not liability? Ibaila the mitkifa. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha shtikavto va'alta. It was a tough animal. He held on to the animal, but it got out of his grip and went up there anyway. Tikavto v'yarga. and then he held on to the animal, got off his grip, and then it went off the cliff. So that's the point is that there's a way to explain the Mishnah in the question of Abaye. Let me run. Bottom line, I want to get to the next Mishnah, if we can, otherwise not. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ketan Lo, says, so in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with this whole halacha where Reuven leased a cow to Shimon, and then Shimon loaned it to Levi, and then Shimon makes a whole like lottery ticket out of it. He makes a whole bonanza out of it. I think the money goes to Reuven. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel Lach to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda says the Shmuel Lach follows Rabbi Yossi. Amar the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda the Rav Yehuda. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says to Rav Yehuda the Baal Memra, Amar Glamish made the Shmuel Chalukaya Rabbi Yossi Ah Rishona. He says, you said to us the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yossi disagreed with the first mission of our Perek. Meaning, in the first mission of Perek was Shilem Lo Ratzali Shava. If the shomer doesn't want to take shu and he pays the owner, then if the god is apprehended, he gets the lottery ticket. He gets kefel. So you said to us in the Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that they're also, he's making business with the animal. He's like, well, that's the animal, he came lottery ticket. They're also, you said Rabbi Yossi disagrees with there. Allah kamoto, wait, Allah kamoto. So it does, looks like you said Allah here is like Rabbi Yossi. So what about, you said that he disagrees with the first mission also. So in other words, so the shomer doesn't get the kefel if he pays for it, according to Rabbi Yossi. So is Allah like him or not? So he said he disagreed with the first Mishnah, and Allah follows him. The first Mishnah, the Shomer does not get the Kefel. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. In the case in the first Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chachamim, then he gets it. Because, you know, he paid the money, and the money, the owner is so happy with the money, he's willing to like give him the right to kefel. So shilei min lo shilei lo. You mean if you pay him the money, then he gets kefel, always not. But Amar Reb Chiya bar Amar Reb Yochanan, but Reb Yochanan himself said lo shilei shilei mash lo kevin shomarini mishalim afish lo shilei. Reb Yochanan holds that he just a commitment to do it. So Ema, the way we should understand the statement is, and again, it was Reb Yochanan. He says that. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rishonim. Rabbi Yochanan holds, so Ema Moda Rabbi Yossi Rishonim Shikvar Amar Harini Bishalim. That Rabbi Yochanan says the owner is so happy that he made a commitment to pay him the money. Not that even he didn't pay it, that he gets the kefil. But the other way is not. Okay, I got to go. Nice having everybody. Let me just send the recording, then we'll talk to people for 1 second. One second.
We have a big seal.